This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, the good news is here, and some of the iffy news as well, and discussions thereto pertaining from our unique perspectives, our perch, if you will, on top of the tree of information on the DJB show. Jennifer Horn is here. The Victoria Keelan presence is well noted. Kara Schillen, charge of the technology in Washington. I'm here supposedly to keep a loose rein on the conversation. Sometimes that works. Sometimes it doesn't. Jennifer, you're first up with trending items.
Trending from all over the place. First, it is election day in many states. 8 states going to the polls. I'm one of them. California, New Jersey are some of the most notable states going to vote.
Vote the bums out!
Well, a lot of times we have no choice. It's a primary. Sometimes there's just, you know, there's just bums on the ballot, I think.
Bums. Ooh, what a great slogan. Bums on the ballot.
I'm telling you, that seems to be it. There's a lot of attention on my home state of California. Number one, there is a Republican candidate. We have a jungle primary system, which means that the top two vote-getters advance to the general election. So that means two Republicans, two Democrats, or a Democrat and Republican. Typically, in the state of California, it means two Democrats. And Republicans have actually been shut out of high office for at least 10 years since Schwarzenegger was governor. So this new system is not my favorite, but it seems to be having a couple of effects. One, it is very possible that a Republican candidate will win and advance to the general election in the gubernatorial race. It is also possible that this jungle primary, which was really set up to benefit Democrats in the state, might backfire in the Democrats' attempt to take over the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives, we've heard about the blue wave coming historically, the party that's not in charge as well during the midterm elections, but it's sort of even money right now on national polling. And in California, because of the jungle primary, some of these seats from retiring Republicans that Democrats were trying to flip and make a blue seat from a red seat, it is very possible in several of these districts, including Orange County and San Diego, that two Republicans advance because there are just so many Democrats running and they're all splitting votes. And so that makes it a little easier
Republicans. Aren't you hosting some kind of a Republican event tonight?
I'm not hosting an event tonight. I'm hosting, actually, I'm anchoring coverage of the election returns tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
So that means you're chicken out on being here tomorrow morning, basically.
Have to. You know, I don't want to, but it's I got to get some rest. I'm getting old.
Oh, I see.
I used to be able to do
that
kind of thing.
I got it. Okay.
All right, what else? Under my eyes. They're not going away. All right. And after all the speculation about Melania Trump and where she was, she'd been gone for 24 days. Well, it seems that she has reappeared at the White House after her kidney procedure. Despite the reports that she's been missing in action, she was there last night at the White House. They had an event, a very good event, actually, no matter if you're supportive of the president in the White House at the time. But it's an annual dinner honoring Gold Star families that happened on Monday evening. Gold Star families are, of course, families who have lost someone in the line of duty. So a nice tribute paid, and Melania showed up. Also, two pop culture stories. One, and this is a big one, Miss America is scrapping its swimsuit competition. The announcement is just being made that the contestants will no longer be judged based on physical appearance.
No! Say it isn't so.
Gretchen Carlson, who is on the board of trustees of Miss America.
She was a former Miss America.
Yeah, former Miss America herself said, we are no longer a pageant. We are a competition, doggone it. She didn't say doggone it. I just added that in.
Right.
And so the swimsuit competition will be eliminated from Miss America.
Is it sexist if I say I think she's sexy?
You know what? It might be, but if somebody, if you said that about me, I would say, you know what, thank you, Doug. So if Gretchen Carlson is listening.
All the ladies here. But I don't know whether people take offense at that.
Victoria's sexy, Kara's sexy. If you have to ask before you say it, then you should probably just not say it. But, you know.
Doug's always loved Gretchen Carlson, though. That's been a long-term crush of Doug's.
Yes, all right, what else?
All right, finally, Tori Spelling is in the news because she made a list. It's just not a list she wants to be on. California has a list of the top 500 tax delinquents.
Oh my God, really?
Congratulations to Tori Spelling because she is on the list of delinquent tax people in the state of California.
Considering her mother, how
much does she owe? Let's see. She owes.
What's the matter with all that? Is it,
what do you think about $2 million?
$1.2 million? Whoa.
Yeah.
And it's the top 500, Victoria, not top five.
It's top 500, that's right.
Here's what I glean. There's something with her mother. I only met her mother once, and it was at Ed McMahon's funeral, remember?
I want to correct it. She owes $282,655. Chris Tucker owed $1.2 million.
Okay.
Chris Tucker. He blames poor accounting, though. It was just a mistake.
The business, Aaron Spelling, for those who don't know, you know who Aaron Spelling was, Kara?
Of course, yeah.
Well, no, I said Kara. I didn't say Victoria.
Yeah, Tori Spelling's relative.
Yeah, oh, see? She doesn't know who he is.
Oh, no.
Aaron Spelling was...
Who cares?
Well, because an important part of the story.
Royalty.
Who cares? Yeah. He made kajillions producing shows, the soap opera shows at night. Aaron Spelling Productions
Dynasty,
did. You name it. Those old
shows. 90210,
I've never watched any of those shows.
I've never seen any of the nighttime ones either, Cara. But Melrose Place and 90210 are his two big ones.
So when he died, he left an estate of almost $1 billion, including a $200 million house in Bel Air. So, somehow or other, the mother was PO'd at whatever Tori's lifestyle was. And she's an only child, isn't she? Or is there
a brother? No, she has a brother, too.
Brother. Okay. So, anyway, the mother shuts her out, figures out a way. The father's will divides everything up pretty evenly. And the mother figures out a way to cut her out because she doesn't like her lifestyle. She doesn't like her. She doesn't like her lifestyle. So she gets cut out. So she goes on. She kind of goes freaky, and who wouldn't? If your mother sort of disowned
you, freaky. I mean, she might have some mental issues, but it wasn't like she was ever associated with a ton of drugs or drinking or anything like that.
No, I mean she went freaky that way.
She got like $850,000 from her dad's will.
But her father liked her, loved her, and it seemed that she was pretty close to him. And the mother didn't like it.
I thought it was the mom being a jerk. I thought the mom didn't want to share the money, and that's actually where the squabble came down. I didn't know that she was trying to do it to protect her. I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know about that either. That's what she said, but anyway.
Well, Candy has stepped in the last cup. Candy Spelling has stepped in the last probably 10 years. She's paid for the kids. You know, Tori Spelling has like puppy babies now. There's like 17 of them. So the Candy Spelling pays for their private school. She helps support them. She has given the family a lot of money. She's just not giving lump sums of Aaron Spelling's money over to Tori because Tori's got a spending problem. And if you ever watched her, and then she's got kind of a deadbeat husband who's a wannabe actor and he doesn't make any money. So I kind of don't blame Candy Spelling in that sense. Like, she helps out where it's important with her grandchildren, but she's not gonna fuel this crazy spending habit. Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends on where you're coming from, and that happens often. I know some people who have children that had trusts, and they didn't let the kids have it because the kids were irresponsible until a certain point in their life, way beyond when they were quote unquote supposed to get the money. And that sort of thing happens. There's a discretion there that probably if it was known or somebody had some connection to legal expertise, they might get chased around a little bit. But maybe that is good. Maybe discretion on the part of the parent if there is an irresponsibility. I kind of feel sorry for her. I don't know why. I just sort of felt sorry for her.
Yeah, and I did too, especially because I feel like something's not quite firing right with her.
I didn't like when I met Mrs. Spelling at that funeral. I didn't like it. The vibe she cast off was lousy.
Can I tell you who else is on this list real quick, though?
Who else?
So Chris Tucker owes $1.2 million to California. This is the list of the 500 tax delinquents. The son of Marshall Field, Ted Field, owes $20 million.
Marshall Field, he just produced the
film. He just produced the film Jumanji as well. Yes. David Glasser, who was forced out of the Weinstein Company, owes $804,000. Exhibit is on this list. He's in Empire. He's on the list, along with Macy Gray. Remember her? She allegedly owes $240,000.
Really?
How about that?
There you go. 16 past the hour. Here's a way to cleanse your body. If your tummy doesn't feel good today, if you've got an upset stomach, is it because of what you've eaten or what you've been exposed to? It could be a little of both. There's lots of stuff in the air. If you were to have somebody, some scientist, test the air around you, you're most likely going to find aluminum, barium, bacteria, viruses, molds, all kinds of stuff in the air we breathe. The levels are unsafe in many areas. So you're breathing that stuff. And by the way, you can find backup for this at weatherwars.info. You want to cleanse your body. Get rid of the parasites. Get rid of the things that are compromising your immune system. Go to one place. Get the tea.com for Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, gentle daily cleansing designed to rid your body of all that stuff that I'm talking about, the parasites, the mold, the bacteria, viruses, all that stuff. Let's cleanse your body by going to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV, and they will ship it to you without cost. Get ready for a lot more energy and a cleaner, healthier body. We're all drinking it every day. Very good. A cup a day. Drink it cold. GetTheTea.com. Discount code DJV for free shipping. Clean your body out. You'll love the way it feels using Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
You want to find a used car. You want to find a great deal on a used car. Well, lucky for you, we want what you want. We're Carfax. Just say, show me the Carfax, and you can find great deals on used cars and start saving today. Because now you can search millions of used car listings at Carfax.com. You'll see the best deals right away. Because only Carfax gives you the most accurate price based on a car's history. Now you can start your used car search and start saving at Carfax.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of that Colorado baker yesterday. It wasn't yesterday. Well, yesterday was when the ruling came down. Remember, he refused to bake a cake for a gay couple because he religiously objected to it. The ruling was 7-2. I thought that was interesting. The baker's Jack Phillips cited his belief as a Christian, but leaves unsettled broader constitutional questions on religious liberty. The ruling was written by Justice Kennedy. Members of the Colorado Civil Rights Commission showed animus toward Phillips, specifically when they suggested his claim of religious freedom was made to justify discrimination. So that doesn't hold water anymore, apparently. One of the most anticipated rulings of the term.
It was a very vague ruling, though, and it really won't be held up, I don't think, for other cases like this one. Basically, it just says if you have to use your creative skills to create something, you don't have to do it for something you don't believe in for religious reasons.
21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Figure out what's going on in entertainment at 23 and change after the hour, DJB Showtime. Elvis and his 68 comeback special coming to movie theaters this summer. Wow, this is a fabulous. This is going to be great. I will look forward to seeing this. I love going to the movies. I've been in the movie theater for 5 weeks. I don't have time to go, but I would like to see this Elvis Presley thing. The screens take place on his birthday, August 16th. And then again, August 20th. It's the 68 Comeback Special. Be in the movie theater's 50th anniversary of the presentation. The owner of the Elvis Presley Enterprises, that's the daughter and the wife, arranging the screening. They have yet to announce screening times. I imagine it'll be in the evening. Seeing Elvis on screen, one of the most memorable and influential brand experiences. We look forward to bringing this special and future events to audiences around the world, said the guy who's in charge of this entertainment outfit. The King had been appearing in movies rather than recording music or performing live when this took place. This was his return, if you will. And the movie opens with footage of him dressed in a black leather jumpsuit, curling up his lip like he did. Yeah, right? DJ Fontana told Rolling Stone that Elvis was hardly ever nervous, but he was then. I never met Elvis Presley. I actually never saw him perform, but he never impressed me as being anybody who was nervous about anything. So it's interesting he tells that story. All right, music now. More music. 25 past the hour. The B-52s are hitting the road again since springing out of Athens, Georgia in the mid-70s. B-52s have always been the party band, the big party band. Their harmonies, fusion of beach rock, Motown, girl groups. They were improbable hit makers, but they had 5 top songs, gold and platinum plaques, and the lyrics are pretty silly. So this summer, the B-52s celebrating their history on tour, both solo and as part of a package with Culture Club and the Thompson Twins. I'd go see that.
Oh, I would totally love to see this.
Yeah, this is a good lineup. Ricky Wilson, who is the guitarist for the group, died in 1985 of AIDS. But they brought back somebody. I mean, it's just party. It's party stuff. That's anything else. So,
and like the two girls still sound really good.
Yeah.
Two ladies, I should say.
Yeah, ladies, please.
Yeah.
Yes, ladies. All right, what else have we got musically speaking? The Byrds are on tour. The 50th anniversary, Sweetheart of the Rodeo anniversary tour. Roger McGuinn and Chris Hillman. Roger McGuinn, I wouldn't go across the street to see. I've always liked the Byrds' music, but he's insufferable.
What's his deal? I don't know anything about him.
He's an egomaniac. He thought he was the savior of... He thought he was the one who started country rock, and everything is always about him. I just find him... I remember interviewing him. He's just an annoying guy. But if you like the Byrds, you can see him. Let's see, what's the schedule? Los Angeles at the Ace Hotel. This shows you how big they are. The 24th of July, the 29th in Saratoga, California, at the Mountain Winery there. September 18th in Albany, New York, at the Hart Theater. Let's see, Hopewell, Virginia, September 20th, Beacon Theater, Akron, Ohio, the Akron Civic Center, October 3rd. Yeah, it's too bad, because the music, he's just insufferable. If you see him on the folk show that they have, you know, the My Music series that Levinsky has produced for PBS, he's just, hey, you know how some people just strike you that way? I suppose I might do that with some people myself. However, yes, I know.
Don't
struggle.
See the Byrds. I guess that's
28.
The
that's the hour.
In today's Automotive News, we're at the Nürburgring in Germany to test drive the new Aston Martin DB11 AMR. It is the flagship model of the DB11 range with 630 brake horsepower, a top speed increase to 208 miles an hour. 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds. After driving it, I found it has even sharper handling than the regular DB11 and a very cool exhaust sound which brings out that V12 character. New carbon fiber and Aston Martin yellow pinstriping cover the car. It's on sale now at a stunning price of $241,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hey, Sprint Turn. What are you up to?
Hey, Paul. Showing you the unrivaled iPhone X, and you know what I can do with it?
No. What?
I can unlock it with my face. They call it Face ID. Check it out.
Wow, do you have to make that face when you unlock it?
No, but it's way more fun this way.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with that.
Get the unrivaled iPhone X now for just $20 a month. That's 50% off from Sprint. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month leases for well-qualified customers. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Excludes tax credit applied within two bills. iPhone 10, 64GB, $20 a month after $21.67 a month credit. Coverage and offer not everywhere, subject to credit and $30 activation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A one-time campaign chairman for President Trump is now accused of witness tampering, as prosecutors in the Russia investigation claim Paul Manafort tried to tamper with possible witnesses in a money laundering case against him. Prosecutors now want a judge to revoke Manafort's bond as well as his house arrest, or at least change the terms of his release. Roseanne Reboot co-star and executive producer Sarah Gilbert says she fully agrees with ABC's decision to cancel the show after Roseanne Barr's racially tinged tweet about former advisor to President Obama, Valerie Jarrett.
I'm sad for the people who lost their jobs in the process. However, I do stand behind the decision that ABC made.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour, the business of today at hand. Today is Tuesday, the 5th of June. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV show with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. What the heck is the story? This is going to be, we'll call this Mattress Gate.
Right.
Who is Millian Hupp and why is there a scandal around her trying to get a mattress from a Trump hotel?
This is
what the heck.
This is okay. So Kara and I literally just spent the last 4 minutes Googling and talking about this. This is one of the most bizarre stories, and there are a lot of bizarre stories that come out of Washington. This might be the strangest. So okay, all we know is that Ms. Hupp, who is his personal assistant and had been his assistant before his White House, before becoming the head of the EPA, she's been with him for a while. She was asked to book personal travel for him. She looked at 10 different rental properties for him on her spare time. She was not paid. She worked several hours a week, every week for several months, and
was
unpaid.
Did she complain? Is that how this surfaced, or how did people find this out?
this was testimony that that she gave yesterday, and so during the course of the several months when she was doing all this stuff that she's not supposed to do, because no subordinate is supposed to do any personal errands for a government official. So that's really where that comes into it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now the mattress thing is just bizarre. No one seems to understand why Scott Pruitt had this girl find out if she could buy an old mattress from the Trump International Hotel in Washington. Nowhere in this does it say, hey, which would make sense, if he said to her, hey, I really like the mattresses at the Trump Hotel. Can you find out who the manufacturer is? I want to buy a new one. That's not what he told her. He wanted to buy a used mattress from the Trump Hotel.
Did he know how this is, as the director's host, it's not like he didn't know who Trump was, or what goes on in the hotel, or did he go to a room and have a tryst with somebody, and he wanted a mattress for memory, or what?
Well, this is
memory foam.
Yeah, I think that something creepy is going on here. Now, here's the extra weird thing. This is a guy who is being investigated because he spends so much money, taxpayer dollars. He spent $43,000 on that phone booth in his office, you know, that's soundproof. He had all kinds of first-class travel, lavish trips. He had he got a sweetheart deal on a Capitol Hill condo rental tied to a lobbyist who had business that was coming up before the
shocking.
EPA.
That's shocking, really? So
he only paid $50 a night for this fabulous condo.
I want to get one of those deals. Where we get that deal?
But my point is, though, this is a guy who doesn't care about spending money. This guy spends money on everything, and yet he wants a used mattress? The one thing that you should never buy used? He wants a used one? It's so weird, and I'm sure there's going to be more coming out about this, but this is just like everyone's scratching their head on this one.
Gross.
Ugh.
Gross. Okay. So, Ada...
We are going to call it Mattress Gate, though. You're right.
A couple of more names in the news. Adia, I think it's Adia, McClellan Winfrey, no relation. Or maybe she is, I don't know, from Alabama. Running for Congress. She has been presenting herself as a clinical psychologist. However, she has never been licensed, never taken any tests, didn't go to school. That's against the law. So does that discount her from being able to run, or just claiming that she's a clinical psychologist? Or can you claim whatever you want to when you're running, and it's up to those who are vetting you to figure out that you're lying or you aren't lying?
Why would you be so dumb as to claim that you're a clinical
psychologist?
That
disqualify you from being in Congress. Either that you're that dumb or you're that blatant with your lies. You don't think people are going to check out who you are? What? You gotta be nuts.
She calls herself Doctor Adia.
Yeah.
Wow.
I call myself Doctor all the time. I practice without a license when I do the medical shows. Doctor Doug practicing without a license.
Yeah. Well, Doctor Phil doesn't have a license. He still calls himself Doctor Phil.
He's a piece of work, man. I'll tell you something.
Well, okay. She has something called hip hop therapy. That's what she created a curriculum based on.
Really?
Yep.
So that means that she'd be a good congressperson?
And then she's quoted as saying, I've never been a licensed psychologist. I did complete the hours required for licensure, but right when I was going to be studying for the exam, that's when my curriculum took off.
Right.
And yet she still called herself doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's talk about this eruption of the Fuego volcano. Did you see some of the audio? See some of the video and hear the audio?
Terrible.
Those plumes of smoke. I thought we were in Hawaii for a minute looking at that, but this is much more complicated because there are many more people affected by it. Apparently, 30, 40 people dead? And
1.7 million people have been affected by this already.
Right.
They've had people evacuated. The thing is, I was reading the difference between the Hawaiian volcano and the one in Guatemala. The one in Guatemala, the lava travels hundreds of feet per or hundreds of kilometers per minute or something. It's really, really quickly moving. And there are entire houses where families have been buried alive. And it is awful. They didn't even have time to get out of the house. That's how fast happened.
Fast is moving.
And in Hawaii, it's very, very slow.
Yeah. Yeah. Another name in the news is Sarah Gilbert, the actress associated with the Roseanne show. She said that she stands by the network's decision to axe the show. Not that it makes any difference because they're going to do what they want to do. But there still is, and I think more heat actually coming from the rumor that maybe they ought to do a reboot without Roseanne, call it something else.
What's her character, Darlene, is Roseanne's daughter. And according to TMZ, now I know we all like to laugh about TMZ, but they're really not that wrong.
No, they're pretty good, actually.
I hate saying that, but, you know, they're really pretty accurate. They say that ABC could announce a reboot this week. So before the week is over, ABC could actually say, all right, we've got a new spinoff, and it's going to be starring Sarah Gilbert, and it's going to follow Darlene's life. She's a single mom now. The other characters, her sister and her brother, her dad, John Goodman, you know, they may all be a part of the show. I just don't know what they're going to do with Roseanne's character unless they just kill her off. But I don't know. What can you do? How do you have to address it.
Kill them off. Get rid of them. They don't want to be on the show anymore. Like the woman that was starring in Designated Survivor as Kiefer Sutherland's wife wanted out. So they just kill her.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. She was good. I liked her on that.
Yeah, she was good. That show's going to go to Netflix. Wait and see. Here's something talking about destruction. Remember Hurricane Sandy from 2012?
Yeah.
What a mess it made. You were living in New York at the time. Where'd you be?
I was. I had refugee friends living on my floor. In Manhattan. Only one part of Manhattan lost power, and it was downtown. And everything. And the only reason was because it flooded. Lower Manhattan is very. The water line is. It's really low, and so the water line's very high. The land is very low, and so it's actually below sea level downtown. And so I had some friends staying with me for about a week before they got their power back.
So here's the story. A real estate person from New Jersey posted on social media the other day. This is a board. He had an advertising board once attached to one of the properties that he was trying to sell along the beach when Hurricane Sandy came along. Apparently, the sign washed up on a beach in France. 4,000 miles away. A discovery was made by a man named Hans Franck in Bordeaux, who apparently reached out to the real estate firm called Diane Turton Realtors, and they confirmed the sign belonged to them. The sign was washed away from the Atlantic shore, the Jersey shore, and crossed the sea, the Atlantic Ocean, and ended up, 5 years later? Can you imagine
that's
what
amazing.
That is? It really is. It really is when you think about it. The power, the devastation of that sort of thing. But it's
Mother
really
Nature.
Interesting story. Don't mess with Mother Nature. I'm going to tell you a story in a minute about somebody not to mess with as well. Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this story. Let me remind you also while I'm thinking about it to register for our giveaway between now and Father's Day. We're giving away tools. The Works Father's Day Combo Giveaway. The GT Revolution Trimmer Edger. This is a small mower that you'll have a lot of fun with. And then there's the portable power cleaner. I think having these things very handy on the farm. Anybody who's got a shop will love having one of these things. Total value, $250. All you have to do to win is go to djvshow.com. djvshow.com and fill out the contest form. Make sure you put WORX Works Giveaway in the subject line where it's obvious, and then send it along. That's all you have to do. We'll give away a couple of sets a week just in time for Father's Day. Janet Christman, the winner. We'll have another winner to announce later on this week. So if you want to get in on the prizes, just register at djvshow.com.
Step one, you signed a lease for a new office space. Step two, you notified your clients and updated your letterhead. Step three, what is step three? Oh, right, now you have to move everything. Relax. Staples has you covered with moving boxes, packing tape, bubble roll, everything you need. All at great low prices. And now at Staples, select moving boxes are only $1. Staples, come in store today and get your moving supplies in one easy step.
N62318, in store only. Good on SKU 742294 and 834945.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Your love of the outdoors led you to buy a fishing boat. And your love of your boat led you to turn a day on the water into a four-day trip, which led you to a record-breaking trout and a bubbling lava-hot sunburn, which led you to a new respect for proper sun care technique. Fortunately, your love of your fishing boat also led you to protect it with Progressive Boat Insurance, which you got indoors because of that sunburn. Ouch. I want to put some aloe on that. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 46 past the hour, DJV time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Here's, I don't know which one of these to do first. Fella from New York suing CVS because he went to the store to get Viagra. And somehow or other, CVS told his wife and it ruined his marriage. So he's suing CVS. Why would they tell? Isn't that all that stuff? HIPAA requirements are that you can't tell anybody anything about anything, right? So
right.
How would they have told?
Well, maybe they left a message. This is what I think
Viagra
has happened.
Yeah, maybe.
I think they leave an automated message, yeah. And it's whatever the phone number is. It says, your prescription for, and then it like fills it in, Viagra is ready. And so I think that's, and the wife got the message. I guarantee that's probably how it happened.
Yeah.
It's a notification that your prescription's been filled.
So because he was trying to enhance his malehood and make her happy, or at least that would be the assumption.
Really? I think his wife would be happy about that. I think the assumption is that he's been doing something on the
else.
Side.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I didn't go there first. You went there, but I didn't go there.
Well, why else would a wife be upset that, you know, that he's now suing the company for it?
I don't know. Yeah, that's
because they blew up his spot. That's what happened.
Relationship. Say they blew up his spot. Is that what you said?
Yes, that means when you call somebody out on something. Yeah,
I got it. Okay,
that's what they
did. So in Chelmsford, Massachusetts, the city called out a resident for having too many American flags on his front lawn. Listen to this. Listen, the fellow's name is Franz Layer. He has a real estate company, and he put out 200 flags to honor Memorial Day. And they've had this, his business has had these displays for years. But the 200 flags is excessive, according to town officials, which sent him a notice informing him that they can only display a reasonable number of flags, but they didn't tell him what a reasonable number was. The zoning bylaw prohibits excessive use of flags when displayed in connection with a commercial promotion. The building commissioner does not have any bias against the flag, didn't order the flags to be removed. Instead, they fined him for having too many flags. What the hell is going on in this country? You got too many flags on your front lawn.
You're either
you got
not patriotic
nothing better
enough
to do. Right, exactly.
Or you got too many.
How in the name of heavens do people get away with justifying running a city or a town like this? It's just, it's beyond belief. It really is. These people need help. That's about the only thing I can come up with. You need help! Therapy of some sort. Yeah, I'd left the flags out there and told them to go pound sand. 10 before the hour.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you.
Kill you.
And I will kill you.
Yeah, okay, so we've heard that a number of times. That's the first take on the movie Taken, which had a television show named after it, but it didn't do too well. I think it got canned, right, Chucker?
It did get eventually canceled. NBC moved it to Friday night, which is a guest slot, and went bye-bye. But anyway, Liam Neeson saw that movie, 66 years old today, has 125 acting credits under his belt. I think he's a fine actor. Really, career took a big change in 2008 when he took on the role of Brian Mills in the movie Taken.
Yeah.
Put him into that action genre and got some massive paydays. But here's the guy who was the star of Schindler's List in 1993. Very well respected in the industry. One of my favorite films of his is a movie he did in 2011 called The Gray, a survivalist film that I thought was quite excellent. But I'm a big fan. I like him a lot.
All right, no more Taken movies, though. He's not doing any more Taken movies.
He's not. I don't think you're going to see another one of those. Like, the first one I thought was very good. Second one, okay. Third one, pretty bad, but he's done other action films like The Commuter and Nonstop, and he will do more. He will do more action-oriented stuff beside drama. He's also going to be a big part, I believe, in Sony Pictures' reboot of their Men in Black franchise. He's going to take on a major role in that. So you'll see a lot more of him down the road.
All right. So that's that story. In a moment, Chucker will be gaga to know that Legally Blonde 3 is in the works. That's coming right up here.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
All right, so Chucker, Legally Blonde 3 is in the works. Who thinks that Reese Witherspoon can have one more bite of the apple? Yes?
I'm a little surprised, to be honest. I'm a little surprised. It seems like yesterday's news, to be honest with you. But I'm sure she's been probably offered a big paycheck, and they're hard to turn down when the studio's going to give you $15 million plus to do one of these films. I mean, Anna Kendrick came back for Pitch Perfect 3 and got a big paycheck with the rest of the cast. I would put those two properties somewhat comparable.
You know what I find interesting when you look at the list of people, but what stands out in me, is how much stuff Victor Garber is in. Every time you turn on the television, Victor Garber's in some TV show. Three or four different... he's very good.
I love him. I wish he was in more, actually.
Yeah, he's very, very solid.
I don't see him enough.
He's very good.
He also does a lot of Broadway, if I'm right, correct?
Yes, yeah, he does.
He's a big Broadway guy. Yeah, he is, right.
Here's a story, Doug. Give me your opinion. Doug Lehman, who directed Tom Cruise in the movie Edge of Tomorrow, and also American Made, the front runner to helm Cannonball Run remake over at Warner Brothers. Now,
really?
Do you think a lot of A-list actors would sign on for a Cannonball Run
remake? I could see The Rock getting into that.
Yeah, they might do. I could see that also.
You put The Rock in that, absolutely, they'll do fine. The Rock and a couple of others like him, but The Rock would be a natural for that. Yeah, I could see that.
And filming will get underway shortly on the remake of Pet Sematary, which is a movie based on Stephen King's novel. The original film, I thought was good, but left me really numb after I saw it. I didn't really find it overly scary, but it certainly was a creepy film in the source material.
You found something creepy?
Yeah, I did.
Wait a minute, am I listening to the same guy? Is this Chuck Curry?
Yeah, I've been immune. I've been immune over the last few decades, though.
What, the creepy crawly stuff? Hey, you make up for what I don't go see. I won't see any of that stuff. But I know you love it. And your poor daughter, how much you subject her to it. 59 past the hour on the DJV show. Chuck Curry, our movie man here.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.